Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Don't Say by Michael Chad Heppner is a practical guide to clearer, more confident communication in everyday life and high-stakes moments. Known for coaching speakers and leaders, Heppner focuses on a common obstacle that quietly weakens credibility: verbal fillers such as like, and you know. Rather than treating them as a simple bad habit, the book frames fillers as a symptom of rushed thinking, anxiety, and unclear intent. It offers a coaching-style approach that helps readers slow down, organize thoughts, and replace filler sounds with purposeful pauses. The promise goes beyond sounding polished. The book connects better speaking with better outcomes at work, in relationships, and in personal growth, showing how clarity reduces misunderstandings and increases trust. With accessible strategies and an emphasis on practice, Don't Say aims to help readers be understood the first time, project calm authority, and communicate in a way that supports a better life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, fillers as a signal, not the core problem. A central idea of the book is that fillers are rarely the true issue. They are usually a signal that a speaker is thinking on the fly, feeling pressure to respond instantly, or trying to hold the floor while searching for words. Heppner approaches and similar habits as outcomes of cognition and emotion, not just sloppy speech. By reframing the problem, readers can stop fighting symptoms and start improving the underlying mechanics of communication. The book emphasizes awareness first, identifying personal filler patterns, noticing when they spike, and understanding the situations that trigger them, such as meetings, interviews, conflict, or presentations. It also highlights how listeners interpret fillers, often as uncertainty, lack of preparation, or diminished authority, even when the speaker is competent. This gap between competence and perception becomes a key motivation to change. The broader message is that speaking well is not about performing perfection. It is about earning trust through clarity and composure. When readers learn to treat a filler as feedback, they gain a roadmap for improving thinking, structure, and delivery rather than obsessing over a single sound. Secondly, the power of the pause and controlled pace. The book positions the pause as the primary replacement for fillers and as a tool that elevates presence. Many people fear silence and rush to fill space with sounds, extra words, or rambling. Heppner argues that purposeful pauses communicate confidence, give the audience time to process, and give the speaker time to choose better words. By slowing the pace, speakers reduce cognitive overload and improve precision. This topic ties technique to psychology. A calmer rhythm can lower stress responses and prevent the panic that produces filler bursts. Practical guidance centers on learning to tolerate silence, using breath as a reset, and separating thinking from speaking. In everyday conversation, a pause can prevent interruptions and reduce misunderstandings. In professional settings, it can make a point land, improve persuasion, and help a speaker handle questions without scrambling. The book also implies that pacing is an ethical tool. It respects the listener and prioritizes understanding over speed. Readers are encouraged to practice with structured drills, but also to experiment in real interactions, noticing how a slower cadence changes the tone of a room and the level of trust they receive. Thirdly, message structure that reduces rambling. Another major theme is that clear structure prevents filler-heavy speech because it reduces the need to improvise mid-sentence. When speakers know where they are going, they do not have to stall for time. Heppner focuses on simple organizing methods that can be used in hallway conversations as well as formal presentations. This includes stating a main point early, supporting it with a few relevant reasons or examples, and closing with a clear takeaway or request. The book emphasizes intention, deciding what the listener should think, feel, or do after hearing you. With that intent, speakers can choose what to include and what to cut, which reduces clutter words and repetitive phrasing. Structure also helps in difficult moments such as responding to criticism, delivering updates, or negotiating because it keeps emotion from hijacking the message. Readers learn to plan quickly, even in real time, by using mental frameworks that create order under pressure. The result is speech that sounds prepared without sounding scripted. This topic connects directly to better outcomes, since structured communication saves time, improves alignment, and makes it easier for others to act on what was said. Fourthly, practicing like a communicator, not just a speaker, Heppner treats improvement as a skill-building process rather than a willpower challenge. The book encourages deliberate practice that targets specific behaviors, noticing fillers, pausing, and delivering concise points. Instead of vague advice to be more confident, it promotes repeatable drills that can be applied to phone calls, meetings, introductions, and storytelling. A key element is feedback, whether through recording yourself, tracking moments when fillers appear, or using trusted colleagues to observe patterns. The book suggests that progress comes from small adjustments done consistently, such as slowing down at sentence starts, ending thoughts cleanly, and allowing a beat before answering questions. It also treats conversation as two-way communication, so the goal is not to sound like a performer, but to connect with real people. That means adapting to context, reading reactions, and choosing words that match the audience. This topic is important because it makes the path forward realistic for busy readers. With a practice mindset, the book implies that anyone can get measurably better without changing their personality. Over time, the techniques can reduce anxiety, improve leadership presence, and make communication feel less exhausting. Lastly, communication as a life upgrade. Beyond mechanics, "don't say frames effective speaking as a lever that improves many areas of life. Better communication can help a person advocate for themselves, handle conflict more productively, and build stronger relationships through clearer boundaries and fewer assumptions. In professional life, it can improve interviews, presentations, networking, and daily collaboration by making ideas easier to trust and act on. The book ties credibility to consistency. When words are clear and delivery is calm, others perceive reliability. It also shows how communication affects identity. Someone who regularly speaks with clarity begins to see themselves as capable and prepared, which can create a positive feedback loop. The emphasis on replacing fillers with pauses is presented not as a superficial trick, but as a way to think before reacting, which can reduce regrettable comments and increase emotional control. This topic highlights why the book can matter even to readers who do not give speeches. Everyday conversations, from family discussions to customer interactions, benefit from concise, thoughtful delivery. By making communication more intentional, readers can reduce friction, gain influence, and create outcomes that match their values. In conclusion, this book fits readers who want practical improvement in how they speak, including professionals who lead meetings, interview often, or present ideas, as well as students, creators, and anyone who feels their thoughts come out less polished than they are in their head. It is also useful for people who dislike public speaking but still need to communicate under pressure. The core benefit is that it targets a small, visible behavior that unlocks bigger change. Learning to replace fillers with pauses forces better pacing, clearer thinking, and stronger structure, which improves comprehension and credibility. Over time, that can reduce misunderstandings, strengthen relationships, and increase confidence in situations that shape careers and personal lives. Compared with broader communication books that stay at the level of mindset, "Don't Say stands out for its tight focus and coach-like practicality. It addresses a problem most people recognize immediately, then uses it as an entry point to teach presence, clarity, and intentional speech. If you want a guide that makes improvement measurable and transferable to daily conversations, this book is worth buying because it delivers a specific, trainable path to sounding more confident and being understood more reliably. If you would like to support Michael Chad Hubner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.